Okay, so we begin with the very beginning of this week's parasha. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Tzavas Aaron ve'ezbanav Lemar. Command Aaron, HaKohen, and his children, saying to them, Zois Torah Ha'Ola. This is the teaching, this is the commandment regarding the Ola offering, which of course was burnt completely. It was entirely consumed on the fire in the Mizbeach. This is the Ola offering that must remain on the Mizbeach the entire night, Araboker, until the morning, when the ashes would be removed, and the fire of the Mizbeach must remain continually burning, so that the Kohen would come in the morning, he would remove the ashes from the night before, and he would add on logs to keep that fire continually burning, like we know the Pasuk says, that fire must never go out, and of course that alludes to the inner fire of the Jew, a Mizbeach, in addition, of course, in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Mishkan, as being this altar, this place where animals were sacrificed in order to be brought up in fire and smoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what that accomplished. But just like the actual physical Mizbeach was responsible for taking very lowly earthly materials and elevating them to the highest levels, that was the Mizbeach, is that an animal that spent its whole life out in the field grazing and dirty and lowly and can't think and can't speak, a lowly behemoth, a lowly animal, all of a sudden became the loftiest form of Avodas Hashem. And so each and every human being, each and every Jew particularly, has within a Mizbeach. We have that tool to be able to engage with physicality, to be able to eat, to be able to sleep, to be able to emote, to be able to have friends, to be able to communicate, and to elevate everything in life that we may perceive as being on the surface mundane, but to elevate everything and to lift everything, all of life, up in the fire and smoke of our Avodas Hashem, of our Mizbeach. And so therefore, when we have inside of our Mikdash Ma'at, of our really small Mikdash that we have within Belvavi Mishkan Evna, that Mishkan that we have within ourselves has a Mizbeach, so we need to understand that Eish Tamid Tukar Al Mizbeach, there has to be a fire, there has to be a passion Al Mizbeach, not to just schlep through like we're going to learn, not to schlep through Avodas Hashem with laziness and with a feeling of I'd rather be doing everything else in the world, but my parents expect it of me and my school expects it of me and my community expects it of me, but it has to be Eish Tamid Tukar Al Mizbeach, that Mizbeach, that inner tool we have, which when it comes into contact with physicality has the ability to transform it, to elevate it, to lift it up, to subsume it into Avodas Hashem, it has to be Eish Tamid, it has to be mamish with a fire. That's what the Pasuk says, Tzavas Aaron ve'ezbanav Lemar, Zois Torah Ha'Ola, says Rashi. Tzavas Aaron, Ein Tzav, says Rashi, every time that we encounter the word Tzav, which means to command, Ella Lashon Zeros. It's always a Lashon, it's always a form of speech that implies zeros, to be mazaris, alacrity, to push the person who's being commanded to do this commandment quickly, with speed. Miyad Uladiris, not just zeros for now, not just that the person being commanded needs to accomplish this Tzivui, this command with alacrity, but rather l'dairis, for all dairis, for all generations, it has to be very, very, very carefully followed. This tzav, this commandment. Amrib Shimon, and Rib Shimon Margechai says, B'yoyser tzarech hakasav l'zariz b'makam sheyesh b'y chisarin kis. Specifically, in a place where there's chisarun kis, where there's a potential lack of money, we'll discuss what that means in a moment. What this means, a potential lack of money, which apparently, in the case of the Ola, in the case of the Mizbeach, in this sugya, in this parsha, there's a potential chisarun kis, a lack of money, which we'll discuss again. In this case, more so than any other case, it has to be very, very much so with this bechina of tzav, lashon zeros, la'achshav, miyad, for now, uladiris, and for all generations. What is this chisarin kis? What is this lack of money? There's many, many, many different opinions because Rashi is not clear. Rib Shimon and the Sifra is not clear exactly what this means, chisarin kis. If you look in the Arachayim HaKadosh, he brings down many different shitas. He happens to disagree with all of them and he gives his own opinion. But among the shitas that he brings down is that the Kohanim, for example, that were commanded and obligated to service the Ola offering, would have much rather to go ahead and to service other behemoths that they would have a part of, that they would be able to take the portion that goes to the Kohen to eat for them, for their families. And so an Ola is completely burned up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there's a Bechina in Ola of Chisarin Kis. There's a Bechina here in the concept of Ola that these Kohanim, in a certain way, obviously, in a certain way, at least according to their limited perception, they were losing out. There was a Chisarin Kis. Another opinion is, for example, that so much wood was being used for this mitzvah on the Mizbeach to keep the fire continually burning, that it appeared to those outside as if there was a chisaron kis, as if the Mizbeach was just consuming the wood. And so it had to be demonstrative that when we're going ahead and pouring wood onto the Mizbeach, that it's for a holy purpose. So it's tzav, as Aram, as Banav Lemer, Zoyis Tarasa Oila, it has to be always, always, always fire on the Mizbeach to consume the Ola all the night until the morning, and then the process began again. And a third explanation that's brought in the Mefarshim, is brought down by the Arachayim HaKadosh, is that the halacha states that the Ola was the first thing that was brought in the morning, and it would burn the entire day, the entire night, and then again the ashes for the Ola offering would be removed. There were three fires on the Mizbeach, one of which was for the Ola, and that would be removed in the morning and then replaced, and then the process would begin again. And any carbon that was to be brought before the Ola was brought was completely invalid. The Ola had this power to invalidate other behemoths that were brought before it, other karbanos, chata, shlamim, asham, other behemoths that were brought before it. The Ola needed to be the first in the morning. And therefore, this halacha also, again, contains an aspect of chisar and kis, in this that if the Ola was not first brought and another carbon was brought before it, it would be a bechina of chisar and kis. There would be some, in some sense, there would be a lack of money. Okay, so this is all Darach Pshat. Darach Chaim, again, disagrees with this, says his own pshat, but it's not for now. Now we're going to go with Hashem's help into the Noam Limelech, to the Heilige Rebbe Limelech of Lezhensk. Al Derech Remes, how we can apply this concept of Tzav, a concept of Zeros, Miyad Udadaris, specifically in a place where there's the aspect of Chisar and Kis, how that can apply to our own lives, to our own Avodas Hashem. And so here we go inside, and the Heilige Noam Limelech says like this. I'm just going to read along. I hope that you'll follow with me. And listen to the words of the tzaddik, which are healing and rectifying in and of themselves. Says the Heilige Noam Limelech, Zchus Tzion Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael, Amen. We need his merit more than ever now. Vayidaber b'chulu tzav es b'nei Yisrael, the pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe and told him to command Aaron and his children to go ahead and to be very careful about the Ola and about the fire, like we described. Says Rashi, Ein tzav ela Zeros the yoiser tzarech lezaris b'makoyim sheyesh chisarin kis, like Rashi says, like we explain that tzav, this word to command, is used in a place specifically when there needs to be alacrity and when there's a potential chisarin kis, like we describe when there's a potential loss of money. V'nir li api b'aremes, the Heilige Noam Limelech says, api remes, api chasidos, api pnimis haTorah, dihine haAdam haOyved es Hashem Yisbarach, a person who serves the Master of the world, like we described, that the tremendous, tremendous mission statement of what it means to be a Jewish person is essentially encapsulated and embodied in the Mizbeach. To be able to be this tool to engage with life, to be a human being, to get married, to have children, Mirtz Hashem, everybody who needs a shidduch should Mirtz Hashem v'karav mamish find their shidduch. Everybody who's waiting for children should be blessed with the biggest blessing in the world, to be blessed with neshamas to raise and to nurture and to care for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that we should be married, that we should have children, that we should make parnasam, that we should live a chayim chevratiyim, to live a communal life around other people in a society, to eat and to sleep and to take care of our needs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be a human. But within that humanity, to be able all the time looking up and to remember that the whole purpose is that there's a certain element, there's an aniyah kavod, you know, there's smoke emitting from us, going up to the highest realms and to elevate all of life as a karban, to bring us closer, mikarev, likarevotanu, to bring us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The physicality is not there as an obstacle. Adarabah, it is the primary tool that enables us to bring ourselves close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a paradoxical, counterintuitive way. But that's the way that it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be a Mizbeach, Eish Tamid, that should be with fire. Says the Noam Limelech, a person in his avodah, in the avodah of the Mizbeach, needs to be tzarech labah bizrizos. It needs to be with alacrity, with simchas. Rizos is also simcha, right? You see the people, Rachman al-Atslan, who are sad, with debilitating sadness, clinical depression. People are lazy. They feel very slow. They can't really move. They don't sense that there's any purpose in moving quickly, that there's any purpose in engaging with life with excitement and wonder and curiosity, perhaps through no fault of their own, but that's just that experience of being depressed. The word depressed is depressed, right? To be pressed down, depressed. To be pressed all the way into the earth in the Yisod HaAfar, to be dragged down to the earthiness of what it means to be a human being, that aspect of Afar Min HaAdama drags us down, makes it very difficult for us to be with Zrizus, to be with alacrity. And so every time that you see the word Zrizus, it implies also Simcha. It implies passion. It implies vibrancy, vitality. Simcha, Simcha Shal Mitzvah, says the Heilig Gnayim of the Melech, Tzav, that the aspect of the Mizbeach, this Avoda that a human being and a Jew has the ability to lift up the entirety of physicality to the higher realms, needs to be Sav, Ziruz, Miyad, or the Dairus, Miyad. Everything has to be right away. A person shouldn't wait. That's also the aspect of Chametz, Al Tachmitzu, not to go ahead and to allow our mitzvahs to, so to speak, wait and become Chametz, become already filled with arrogance. And like Chazal say, that a person shouldn't go ahead and to eat his own meal before davening and to take care of his own needs before davening. Hishlich Oisi Achar Gevecha, the Pasuk says. Al Tachar Gevecha, the Geyecha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says a form of arrogance. Al Tachmitzu. Don't allow the mitzvahs, which are matzahs, right? The mitzvahs, the same letters, don't allow them to become chametz. Don't allow them to be waiting around until you jump at them, until you're so excited and passionate and you feel like it's the biggest privilege and the biggest blessing to serve a Kadosh Baruch on the highest level in this avoda of the Mizbeach. Tzarech lava bezrizos, over midas toivos, and with good traits. Avlo ivides Hashem yizbarach ba'atzlos. But a person who serves God out of atzlos, out of laziness, uvedoichach, and feeling like he's forced, and feeling like there's pressure, and there's stress, and there's anxiety, and it's not a wondrous experience, it's not something so beautiful. I spoke to a woman recently who told me that she was trying so very hard to do what Rabbi Nachman says, to do a Shah Hizboididus Bayayim, every single day, an hour of Hizboididus, every day, Choyk V'Layav, Rabbi Nachman says an hour of Hizboididus, or at least he uses the Lashon Shah. And she bemoaned to me how Hizboididus became to her something so, so bitter, because she felt like it was something she had to do, and especially now it's such a stressful time to be able to find a private moment. She's taking care of kids the whole day, she's working, v'chule, and she felt like it became such a pressurized situation to her. And I described to her, aside from the fact that Shah doesn't necessarily need to actually mean an hour, of course, that's the ideal, that's what the tzaddikim did, but I spoke to Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter. I was zoichet having personal meeting with him a bunch of times, Baruch Hashem, over the years, but the past, I think, 2-3 years ago, I asked him this question. I said, does it actually need to be Shah? Does it actually need to be an hour, a full hour? What if I can't find an hour? Is it all or nothing? And he told me, he says, Rabbi Nachman wants you to speak to God. If you could do for an hour, it's the best thing in the world. If you could do a half hour, mu'uleh, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, but it should be consistent. But the main thing is, Hizboididus is supposed to bring us to Yishav Adas. Hizboididus is supposed to bring us to joy, to simcha, to a feeling of being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rahman Alibabai. It's all, so to speak, at least for breast lovers, of course, it's halacha l'maisa. But in a certain way, it's an additional thing. It's something that we add. Kol nadiv liba yivyeha. It's something that we're going ahead and contributing out of the goodness of our heart, and it should be something that's with zrizos and with simcha, not with sadness and feeling like it's a burden and feeling like it's an obligation, it's a chore. Rachman al-Tzlan, that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's not Rabbi Nachman al-Havdil. That's not what Rabbi Nachman wanted. Right? It has to be with zrizos and with simcha, with midas tovos, not with doichak, with atzla, shaloi baratzin. He says, such a person, hareyu chaser aguf. He said, in a certain way, if Avodas Hashem is neshama and guf, so then the aspect of his body is, so to speak, missing. The aspect in this, which his body is part of it, which the arms jump to do the Ratzon Hashem, and the legs are running, like David HaMelech described in Tehillim, that he's running. He's running to shul, like the Medrash Tehillim, he's running to daven, he's running to learn, that his whole body is bursting with the Ratzon Hashem. Just parenthetically, a fascinating Torah that's brought down in the Argad al-Yo, I think it comes from the earlier Sfar, maybe the Kedusha Slave, the Javar Shlem, I don't know right now where the actual source is, but the Argad al-Yo brings it down that the Pasuk by Avram, by the Akedah, says that Avram, Shalach es yaday lishchot, right, to pick up to pick up the knife, lishchot es benay, to shecht Yitzchak, by the Akedah, I don't remember the exact lashon, but the Pasuk says, vayishlach es yaday, he had to send out his hand, says the Argad al-Yo, say the Tzadikim, what's sending out your hand? The person needs a cup of water, a drink of water, there's a cup in front of him, he has to consciously send out his hand to pick up the cup of water? It goes like this, right, I just snapped, they don't have to think that I should go ahead and now these fingers should move like this and snap and make the noise, I snapped, right, my body is buttled to my ratzon. So he says, Avram Avinu, an amazing, amazing thing, was so buttled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon amiti, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's true desire. What was Hashem's true desire by the Akedah? Not to shecht Yitzchak. Of course Hashem told Avram, go ahead, and he commanded him, take Yitzchak and bring him up. Of course, the pasuk says that on a surface it appeared that God's will was for Yitzchak to be brought up as a carbon. But the truth is that Hashem never wanted that Avram should shefch Yitzchak. Chas v'shalom. It was just a test, and that's why. That's why right afterwards the Malach is coming, right when he has the knife to his throat, and the Malach says, Avram, Avram, Al Tishlach Yadchel Anar, don't go ahead, Al Taslamu Uma, don't do anything, don't touch him, that's not the Ratzon Hashem. And so an amazing thing is that Avram's body was so buttled to the Ratzon Hashem. Avram's body was ready to ask him, Avram ba boiker, mamish, everything about Avram, da boiker, da Avram, chesed. Avram was passion, Avram was love, Avram was endless connection to the master of the world on the highest levels. Avram's hand knew that it was not the Ratzon Hashem to shecht Yitzchak. So Avram's hand refused to move. Because it was so battle to the Ratzon Hashem, it knew what God wanted, that the hand said, this is just not something that I'm into. It's just not something I want to do. Avram, who didn't understand why his hand wasn't moving, because again, God had commanded him to shecht Yitzchak, had to force his hand against the hand's own better judgment and own higher knowledge and higher consciousness to go ahead and to pick up the knife. But Al-Kapanam, we see that Avram, his body was battle to the Ratzon Hashem. It wasn't a question. It wasn't an onerous chore and an obligation. It was in a moment. And so Avram had the guf ha-mitzvah, Avram's body all the time, baking matzahs. We know when Og Melech HaBashan came, he had a pellet, Avram's baking matzahs, Avram kept the whole kalatar kula, the Medrash says, Erev Tavshilin, the Durabanans, everything was with so much love, was with so much endless desire and ratzon. So he says, such a person is chasar aguf, he's missing the body. She'em leguf, she'ukamay kis v'nartik l'neshama. What's the body? In relation to the soul, the body in relation to the soul is called a kiss. It's called a case. Really, kiss and case come from the same word. It's the bechina of like a wallet, right? A kiss. Chisar and kiss means that you're going to lose money. And money goes in a wallet. And that's why kiss is a metaphor for money. But kiss, that case, for the neshama is the guf. And so guf and kiss are, so to speak, connected. And kiss can be taken as a metaphor, not just for money, which is the pashup shot, but for the body as well. V'zesh remez Rashi, and this is Rashi's remez. B'yoyser tzarech lezareis, a person needs tremendous rizos. You know who? You know what kind of person needs tremendous rizos? B'makom sheyesh chisar and kiss. A person who's lacking the bechina of kiss, the aspect of guf, the aspect of physical desire, of where the body is not lazy and the body is not weighed down, and we don't feel like we need to schlep ourselves out of bed to daven, but it's with so much passion. What a privilege, what wonder there is in the fact that I have a mouth, and the fact that his mouth has a tongue in it, that the tongue and the mouth and the teeth and the palate and all the different parts of the mouth can produce words, and I can lift up my own senses to look up past the world, to lift my eyes higher than nature and to communicate with the creator of all. What a privilege, what an absolute gift. And a person in such a way who has the kiss, who has the guf, so such a person, he doesn't need zeros because he already has those rizos. His body is bottled to the Ratzon Hashem. He's on fire. He's on fire. He's an absolute, absolute fire. What kind of person needs rizos? Tzav. Zrizos, miyad, to do things right away. Uladairus, forever and ever. The Ladairus could be also bechina to pass on Yiddishkeit to our children. We have to be living a Yiddishkeit of passion, of fire. Not like I described, my upcoming book, Emir Tzashem with Hashem's help, should be ready in the next couple of months, on the Lost Princess, the story of our lives. Over there, I bring a very stark mashal that Rav Shlomo Karbach would give all the time to describe the difference in avoda between a person who's chisar in kiss, who's lacking the body aspect, so to speak, the zrizas, the simcha b'avodas Hashem, and the person who mamish is in tune with zrizas miyad uludairis, right? And he used to give a mashal with regard to Chanukah neiris, lighting neiris. He says you have one Jew who goes ahead and he comes back from yeshiva, or he comes back from kolal, or he comes back from working. 10 minutes before Chanukah, 10 minutes before the lighting of the menorah, on the first night, he goes ahead, he throws together the menorah, you know, and he's standing there, and right before he's about to light the menorah, he gets a phone call, and it's his great aunt somewhere, and he says, oh, you know, I'm so excited to speak to you. Hold on 1 minute, and he holds the phone like this, and he hurries through the brachas, he lights the thing, everything up yalacha, and the next minute, you know, after a hurried haneir salalu, he's back on the phone, and he did his mitzvah halachically, he did the mitzvah meuleh, it's yafet, it's beautiful, it rectifies all the spiritual world without question. He'll get schar for it. He'll get paradise. But the question is, what about paradise in this world? And the second person has been preparing for Hanukkah for weeks. He had his menorah set up a week before. He's been learning everything he possibly can get his hands on to understand what Hanukkah means to him. He goes to the mikvah in the morning and in the afternoon, and then right before Hanukkah Neris, he comes home and he's preparing l'shem yichud, and he's crying, and he has a guitar with him, and if he plays music, and they sit with the kids after for an hour, and they're looking at the Neris just to stare with so much love and with so much desire and yearning. Is a mashu acher? It's a different Yiddishkeit. This is what it means to give Yiddishkeit over to children. This was the Yiddishkeit that I was zeichet to receive from my father. He should be well. My father, who so much so was so, anybody who knows my father knows that his mitzvahs, when it came sukkahs, it was with so much love, and it is with so much love and passion. And I was zeichet to receive that from him a little bit, to have the spirit of Yiddishkeit pulsing within me, to have this sensitivity to know that it's the greatest privilege, it's the greatest gift. What a schus! And I hope I should have the privilege. Hashem should give me the strength and give all of us the strength to be able to give that over to our children. That it's once we have Zrizus Miyad, it's Gevalt, it's Ladiris, it'll last forever. We're able to give over such a positive experience, such a joyous experience. Not to give off the impression to our kids that we feel like we're forced. We feel like we're pressured into doing something that we don't really want to do. No, it should be with so much energy and so much love. Yiddishkeit should be a positive experience, chevra, now more than ever. I don't need to tell you, our kids need to have homes that have so much positivity in them with all the negativity in the world, and it's tragic. Mamash tragic. And what I call bin adam la'atzmo, in our own rooms, we have to mamash be crying hot tears over the brokenness of the Jewish nation, of the brokenness of the Shekhinah, kel na refan na la, to heal the problem at the source, mamash at the source. And mamela, Hashem should bring a refuah to all those that need refuah. But in front of our kids, it should be a savor panam yafas. My Rebbe, Rabbi Brazil, is credited as saying, after he lost his wife many, many years ago, and he came back right after Shiva to Yeshiva, his face was upon him, iris, a shining face with so much joy. And his chavrusa came over to him. He says, I don't understand. There was such a tragedy that happened to you. And their shalom bayis was legendary, legendary. How could this be that you walk in with so much joy? And Rabbi Brazil told him, he said, remember this. He said, a person's face is a reshus harabim. In the reshus hayachid, I could be broken and I could cry. But the reshus harabim on my face is not my own reshus hayachid. It's a barber shus harabim if I go ahead and I show to people that I'm sad, because not only am I feeling pain then, but I cause other people to feel pain, and that is not my right. That's not my right. And so we have to create atmospheres in our homes that it should be mamish with joy, mamish with zrizus miyad, because all of us in a certain bechina, it's a human nature. We're not tzaddikim, v'am kulam tzaddikim. We're all in an aspect tzaddikim, but we all need to work on this aspect of chisarin kiss. We're all lacking the kiss. We're all lacking a little bit the alacrity and the energy and the we lack it. That's human nature. So therefore, we have to be so careful. Zrizus miyad. Zrizus miyad. Get in touch with the Yiddishkeit that's bursting with fire. It comes to Pesach. And Rabbi Nachman spoke so much about chumris yaseiris. People are going ahead and they're making themselves crazy, crazy, crazy. And if every year is not the year for chumris yaseiris, of course, chumris with your shemayim and with ava is the highest thing, right? But chumris yaseiris, certainly this year is not a time for chumris yaseiris, and people end up ruining their whole seder because they're getting so upset that a piece of matzah might have touched some little tiny, you know, dip that might have had some liquid in it, and he gets angry and he starts yelling at the kid that made the mistake to do it, and he ruins the whole seder. Is this what Hashem wants? Is this what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really had in mind and envisioned when he granted us Yiddishkeit, when he granted us the rules and the regulations to be able, within those confines, to live in a place that's Ashuras Hashchina, that's our little Mishkan? Is that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted? Certainly not. It goes without saying that that's not what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be with positivity and with fire, of course. Every aspect of halacha only aids, doesn't negate. If we deal with it properly and in a healthy way, we should be zeicha to be able to go ahead and engage zrizus miyad, and thereby to give over to our children l'dairus. Most of us are not going to be able to sit in our parents' presence. This seder is all about us and our children. V'ganta l'bincha, mamish, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu envisioned it, the way that he wrote about it in the Torah. At least not envisioned it really, because it's supposed to be, of course, with grandparents and with family and with halach ma'anya, not halach ma'anya, but kal dichvin, that all the paupers should be able to enter, should be able to come in to our homes. It's supposed to be a communal event, but the main core of it is v'yiganta l'bin chabayayim ahu leimar. It's to be able to sit and to focus on the children, to give them an experience by the Seder, not to talk about all the negativity. Let's create for ourselves a Seder that's a little island of peace, a little island of serenity, a little island of emunah, a little island of das, to see things from God's perspective, where Kalma Da'avid Rahmana is Latav Avid, and we forget about the pain just for a little bit, to forget about the pain and to create an atmosphere for our children of Zrizos Miyad. And thereby we should be Zaycha that should then go ahead and it should carry over into Ladiris, Ladiris, Ladiridiris. We should be Zaycha to see from our children Nachas, from our grandchildren Nachas, and from our great grandchildren Nachas, we should be able to carry on the torch of the Mizbeach, Eish Tamadukan on the Mizbeach, Loi Sichva, it should never go out, not in our family, not in any family in the Jewish nation. We should carry that torch on, be able to pass it on to our kids. Passing the torch necessarily implies that there's a torch, that there's a fire. That's the way to pass a torch. You can't pass something on if it's not on fire. That's what it means. That's why we pass a torch, because only a torch can be passed. Only passion can be passed. Only fire, personal involvement, a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a romance, a vibrancy. Only that can be given over. Zrizas Miyad, Zrizas Ladiris, and through that also we should be Zeiche. That we shouldn't have any chesaron kiss. Not beruchnius, not begashmius, but not begashmius. There are so many people today losing parnasa. There are so many people who are struggling, who don't know how they're going to make ends meet, not before Pesach, not after Pesach. If we'll go ahead and we'll take upon ourselves to make the Seder a positive experience, bursting with zrizas, bursting with simcha, with alacrity, we should be zoiche, thereby, but makam sheyesh chesaron kiss, that if we're going to have a zrizas miyad, and thereby ledairis, we should be zoiche, that all of us should be able to be, to never have to worry and never have to fear, not now and not ever, about the gashmius to kechusar and kiss. It's also a big skula that we see mamish in the pasuk. So again, to review, tzav is lashon zriza. Zrizas is miyad uladiris. Rashi says you always need a lashon tzav b'makam sheyesh chusar and kiss, when there's a potential loss of money. And the way that Naaman the Melech is learning is that chusar and kiss doesn't only mean potential loss of money, but it means a person whose body, which is the kiss, the case for the neshama, the wallet for the neshama, is not in it, is not on fire. Everything is lazy, everything is weighed down, is heavy, is depressed, is sad, and broken. Zrizos miyad. Such a person, b'makom sheyesh chisaron kiss, needs zrizos miyad, needs to be mezaris, needs to tap into simcha, needs to tap into joy, and thereby, like we said outside, ula ve'efshar b'derech efshar remes, l'dairis, that then we'll be able to give it over to our kids, and we should be zeicha through that, not only again to pass the torch of the fire that we feel of Avodas Hashem to our children and their children, and all the way down through the dairis until we get to the end, and Mashiach should come today, Mashiach should come tomorrow, we should see the end of history, Emirat Hashem, that's already standing right before our eyes. Mashiach has one hand on the doorknob. That's pashit. That much is clear. And through that, we should be zeichet to the skula of b'makam sheish chisar and kiss. If there was going to be a potential loss of parnasa, potential loss of money, in Mirat Hashem, we should be zeichet to have financial stability. All of us should feel well. Anybody who needs a refuah shlema should have a refuah shlema b'kar of mamish, and should be zeichet together not to have to do this. Although it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful to sit with you and to be able to communicate with you. But in Mirat Hashem, we should all be together and to sit in Yerushalayim around one table. All of us together. We shouldn't have to sit all of us in our separate houses. We should be able to communicate face to face, panim al panim. I long for you, Chever. I long to see you. I long to sit and to talk with you. All these Heilig Yidim, we should be zeiche to sit around the table in Yerushalayim. Our hearts are broken. Our hearts are on fire. Our hearts are having to deal with a tremendous, tremendous balance between, on the one hand, being shattered beyond belief like the matzah bayachatz 1,000 times, but also being so ready for Pesach, so ready for Geula, so ready for redemption. Let's, when it comes to Seder night, take it upon ourselves to set the pain aside, to create an atmosphere of positivity, of zrizas miyad, and thereby ladiris. We should be zeicha to give that over to our kids, so they can thereby give it over to their kids, pass the torch, eish tamatukan al mizbeach le'sichbe, and we should only hear and share besuras tovas and mitzvah Hashem b'karav mamish. I love you all. Thank you so much for joining, and we should hear good news. Emirat Hashem. L'chaim, l'chaim, good Shabbos, good Shabbos.